Hello, everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, or Horde House for short. It's that show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts. I'll be joining you over the next hour, hour and a half, whatever, with my co-host, the one and only and never too serious himself, Extifer.
I'm very serious right now.
Why?
Rob.
Why so serious?
Not really. I just wanted to, you know.
You just want to pick a fight with me as you.
Yeah, I did want to pick a fight.
All right. Well, I'll give you something to fight about.
Time for a gang fight.
All right, gang fight. All right. Anyhow, we're going to introduce our guest right away here tonight because we're very excited because this is something we've been trying to do for some time ever since the show started, and we finally found someone willing to do it. And what I mean by that is we are having our first international edition of Horde House tonight, everybody. And we actually have somebody from the UK joining us. It is like 2 a.m. or something over there. She's crazy for staying up this late. But everybody say hello to Syl.
Hello.
What are you doing, Syl?
Well, I'm drinking lots of coffee right now.
I've got to say, you're very brave to be staying up so late. Wait, did you stay up late or did you get up early?
No, well, I was up this morning at, 7 a.m. to go to the gym. So I've been up since 7 a.m.
Oh, my.
I just stayed up.
Oh, my gosh. And on such a, like, isn't this like a holy day today in you? Because you're right in Britain, right? Isn't this like a holy day with the wedding and everything?
Oh, but I'm Dutch, so I don't really care.
There you
go. What part of the UK are you in? Are you in England or?
Yeah, it's the southwest.
Oh, okay.
The horrible chaffy people run around.
That's okay. Cool. So, but you're originally from Holland.
Yes, I am.
That's awesome. I am actually half Dutch. That's where my real last name comes from, the one I don't use on the radio.
You know what? I'm American.
Well, I.
Well, good for you.
I am too, but you know what I mean. You still have, you know, they came over on a boat from somewhere.
I like to take the drop dead gorgeous spin on being an American. I can. Feels just more positive.
All right. Well, Syl, welcome to the show, no matter what country you are. Because honestly, to us ignorant folks over here, it's all the same. It's all London over there, right?
Yeah, it's apparently. You know, they all. I when I came here, I expected everyone to talk with like John Cleese, but apparently they don't. So I can't understand half of what they say anyway. I just nod and say, "Oh, that's nice."
But you certainly have a unique accent. I like it.
Everyone thinks I'm either American or Canadian.
No, you don't sound Canadian. Canadian's more like the aboot, eh? And like they get so mad when you say that, but it's like so true. Like just it's so true.
I know, but that's what English people think. They think, oh, it's not English. It's not from here, so it must be American or something like that.
But for the record, before I get the hate mail, I love Canadians. Like, I really do, and I love Canada.
Oh, God. Own up to it.
Vancouver was, like, the best trip I ever took. Seriously, I loved it. Anyway, we could talk about world travel with Extifer and Syl and Rob.
Or Vancouver.
All right, let's talk about the World of Warcraft and the types of things we do in WoW. Let's start with Syl, because, you know, the past few weeks on the show, we've had guests we've had on before, so we haven't had a chance to, like, interview somebody new. But Syl, tell us about the characters you play in WoW.
Oh, God. I'm a complete altaholic. Not alcoholic, but altaholic. So I roll lots of alts.
Okay, the first step is admitting you have a problem. That's good.
I know. It's a huge problem, apparently, because I'm not allowed to make any more characters, apparently, to Blizzard.
Have you hit that cap of 50 characters?
Yes, I have.
I think Extifer was saying on some previous show, he's like, I didn't know there was a cap of characters you could make.
I didn't. But I hit it. I had to delete characters to get the one I wanted.
I got to get Sunshine back on the show to ask how many times he's hit the cap, because I don't know a worse altaholic. But anyway, still pretty bad, it sounds like.
I'd rather just delete them. I'm not going to pay for any transfers or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm too poor for that. But what I've always played, actually, my first character was a Night Elf Druid, because that's what my ex wanted to play. He wanted to play a Night Elf. So I went along with it because it was either Tauren or Night Elf. And back then it was really shallow and I just wanted something pretty. So I went for a Night Elf. And
nothing wrong with that. Why did Blood Elves get so popular? I mean, real. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's true. But now it's the Worgen, apparently, for some weird reason. I just stayed with that character for a very long time, and now I've just basically went for other characters because I discovered the lore behind them, and I'm rolling different alts now.
How long have you been playing WoW?
Ever since it started in Europe, from the beginning.
Wow, that's a pretty long... When did it start in Europe? I don't even know. It couldn't have been long after here.
No, I think maybe a month after it launched in America, something like that.
And have you stayed with it the entire time, or do you take breaks?
I did take breaks.
There you go. I noticed you said you had an ex that got you started on playing, and I know that usually sometimes that can be the motivator for a break. I don't know if that's what happened, but...
several certain breaks
all right.
happened.
Let me just tell you, Rob has taken many a break.
What's so funny, when I heard Rob talk about his ex, I thought, oh my god, were we dating the same guy? Because he was so bad, and he thought that Blizzard was out to get him. Every time he logged on, he thought, why can't I play my Warlock? Other Warlocks are doing fine. Why can't I play it? Blizzard is out to get me.
Well, my ex wasn't blaming Blizzard. He was just terrible. I don't
so
have a
mine.
Nice way of saying it. Like, some people get it and some don't.
Did your ex love Reign of Fire? Because Rob's ex really loved that.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't even think he knew where it was on his bar or anything like that.
My ex thought that when the demonology spec, remember when I think it was announced in Wrath, that in the demonology spec you were going to be able to actually turn into a demon. He was convinced that this was going to make him able to tank now because he could turn into a demon.
But you get more armor.
Hey, as long as you're having fun, right? All right. Anyway, so Syl, not only do you play WoW for a long time, but you talk about WoW a lot, too. You are a fellow podcaster, correct?
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, my show, can I name it? Is that all right?
Absolutely. Do the whole nine yards. Give the URL. Tell people to subscribe. I don't care. I'm all for supporting every other show.
Oh, excellent. Well, my podcast is called Girls Gone WoW, not Wowed, because that's why we got all the sex emails.
That's okay. We're a horde house, honey. It's fine. We know your pain.
Well, I think that's why, you know, our podcast would merge very nicely together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just we try to talk about WoW with the female perspective, with one male in there just to, you know, he tries to give his opinion, which doesn't always work for him.
It's that irony against your title is that it's Girls Gone WoW, yet you have a dude on the staff, and it's just like,
yes,
we're a horde
exactly.
house, but I play Alliance, so people never
exactly.
But your show is called The Horde House, and you play Alliance. It's a name people
exactly. I mean, in all honesty, we didn't want the guy in there, but you know.
I hope the poor guy doesn't have to hear this.
No, I love him, Jonesy. I do love you. If you hear this,
he's just one of the girls.
Basically, yeah, that's what we describe him as.
So I'm sure a lot of the boys sitting at home and listening to this podcast and, you know, listening to your lovely accent there and hearing that you host a all-girl Warcraft show, kind of imagine in their minds like pillow fights and braiding hair and talking about boys and night elves, I guess. Is that the kind of discussion?
And lots of sex.
Is that the discussion you have on your show?
Isn't that what all girls do together? I thought that was normal.
Your dwarf has big boobies. No, your dwarf has big boobies.
Actually, we didn't talk a lot about boobs. We actually, it always seems to come up in every show we do. The boobs always come in there. I don't know why.
I think boobs come up in every show ever. Like, who doesn't love boobs? Like, you could have a straight guy Warcraft show, and I totally assure you there's going to be boob talk at some point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the straight guys are like, but you have the bigger boobs. No, you have the bigger boobs. Ooh, can your dwarf slap my night elf on the ass? Yeah. That's what usually happens in straight podcasting.
Actually, in all seriousness, though, I listened to the last episode. I don't know if it was the last episode of Girls Gone Wild, but it was the one that just came up on my feed. And it was actually kind of like I was expecting it was going to be like a TNA show, like tits and accent. But it really wasn't. You guys actually had a really serious discussion about, I think it was like disabilities you guys were talking about. Then how some people tend to really like lose their patience and where's the compassion in the world and all this. And I thought it was
oh, yeah,
neat.
We do try to get some serious topics in now and again. I mean, it's not just all boobs and, you know, pillow fights. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, now and again, we do talk about some serious things just because we read something on a Life Journal post for someone or something that came up on the WoW forums. And then you know, if we think we can talk about it, we will.
Still, we have a scary amount in common because you're like the only other person I think that still uses LiveJournal. Besides me.
I use LiveJournal.
I have a permanent account. I can't go anywhere.
I love LiveJournal. Have you, just for the LiveJournal things, have you subscribed then to the Wow Ladies thing? You should.
Can't say I've ever been inclined to go see, I wonder if there's a female-oriented Warcraft community. I would speak to my interest.
Oh, you should. You know, it's pillow fights. That's,
when you put it that way, I got to go check it out. I know there's a general Wow community, and I know that's very popular and kicking.
Yeah. I enjoy the pillow fights and boobs, really, mostly from that community.
But the other thing I loved about listening to Girls Gone Wow is obviously you guys are, you know, on the other side of the ocean, and, you know, Americans love accents. We love listening to other people's accents and stuff. And, you know, y'all were talking, and it was very exciting to listen to. But one of my favorite phrases, and I use this on OLR all the time, my other show that I've done for years and years, and I didn't invent this phrase, but it's become a motto of mine, and it's haters gonna hate. And I say that a lot. And like whenever I'm trying to blame something, I say, haters gonna hate. Well, one of your co-hosts or your guests or something at some point in your show said, well, you know what they say? The haters are gonna hate. I was like, I was laughing my ass off in the car, like not like in a bad way, but just like, oh, that sounded so proper.
I know. That's why, you know, because I don't have the proper English accents, I always ask my co-hosts to read as much as possible because it sounds so much posher when they do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as Americans, we tend to dumb everything down when we say it. We're like, boobs and ass. But you hear British people are like, boobs and ass. And it's like, oh, I kind of like that. You know, that sounds like it should be, you know, in some kind of formal, you know, way.
It was just cracking me up because usually you say, haters gonna hate, and it's like something you hear on the Maury Povich show, like after a paternity test or something, right? But then, like, I was listening to Girls Gone Wow, and it was, oh, the haters are gonna hate. Cheerio. And it was like, so proper. All right. But in all seriousness, obviously, we're poking a little fun. It isn't really like, well, sometimes a little bit of pillow fights and stuff, but it's a fun show. So definitely check out Girls Gone Wow. We're all for supporting the other indie shows, and we're really happy you're here.
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
thank you.
So, gosh, where else do I go? Let me ask you, like, what you mentioned you're an altaholic. What's the game for you right now? Is it raiding? Is it PvP? Is it auction house? You know, there's many different kind of sub games within WoW. Or are you like, I want everything? What's WoW for you?
Oh, I wish I could do everything, but I suck at certain things. So I just stick with leveling for now. Because, in honesty, I really wanted to level my Night Elf up, my Druid, to 85. And I've always been a healer, but Wrath has made me so lazy when it comes to healing. And somehow I can't get back to proper healing anymore. So I went into a dungeon. I thought, oh, I can do this. And I almost cried halfway through it. And I thought, I never want to do this anymore. And I just left at a certain point when we wiped 3 times. I thought, yeah, before anyone blames me, I'm just leaving. And so I left and I thought, yeah, no, I'll just start from the beginning. So I just rolled some alts. So for me at this point, leveling is basically my game, just playing it very casual.
So since you do a lot of that leveling, do you ever do any of the crazy shit leveling that sometimes I read about on the internet? Like the dude who went from 1 to 85 just picking flowers and mining. Do you ever like find creative ways to level up?
Oh, fuck no.
Good answer.
I'm right there with you on that one. I think I would die if all I did was pick herbs to level. It's like, God damn it. It's like taking me 7 months to level up.
Do you mix it up a little bit with like, oh, I'm going to do some dungeons. Now I'll do some PvP. Now I'll do some quests here. Or maybe on this character, I'll go here. Or have you found that you kind of have like this pattern? You have this grind to get people to 85, like the way you like to do it.
I'd like to mix it up. But because queues are so ridiculously long here in Europe, I don't know how it is in the US, but I find them quite long here. I tend to quest all the time, and then it's like, oh, I've already played for so many minutes, right, break time, and of course it kicks me out of the queue then.
Of course, the minute you get up to pee is when your queue pops. Always happens if you're deep.
Yes.
always happens. All right, well, I always ask this question of every guest we ever have on the show, and I haven't gotten to ask it in a while because I've had a lot of repeat guests, but you're new. The question I always ask is, why still do you play World of Warcraft?
Why? Well, that's a really sad answer that I have for you. Because
oh,
it's my social life. Ever since my it's really sad. Ever since my husband kidnapped me from Holland to England, it is how I basically communicate with a lot of friends. Now I have to admit that my real best friends in Holland don't play well because, you know, they talk about addiction and crap like that. So they don't play it.
They're addicted to hating. That's what you need to tell them.
Exactly. That's what I always felt. But, you know, they have Facebook, so we communicate over that. But the guild I basically met my husband in so many years ago, I am still really good friends with a lot of people on there. And I keep in touch with them through World of Warcraft now with the Battle.net accounts. And that way it doesn't feel as if I'm all alone here in England.
Wait a
with
minute.
No friends.
I might be filling in the gaps here, but did I hear you say you met your husband on WoW?
Yes, I did.
Did he live in Europe when you lived in Holland when you met him?
Yes, he lived in basically in the town where we live in now in England.
Wow, so you left Holland to be with your WoW boyfriend.
Actually, it's more complicated.
Okay. Like I said, I'm filling in the gaps. I was like, wow, that is a WoW story.
I know, I'm skipping a huge part, but
that's fine. We don't want to get too personal. We're not.
No, God, I'm Dutch. We don't have any, you know, secrets.
True.
But basically my husband swept me off my feet, went to meet me in Holland. And we just thought, okay, you know, we'll just try this out, see how it goes. And after a year, he proposed while we lived together in Holland. And I think after we got married, he basically said that Holland sucked. So we had to go to England.
Well,
aww.
And that was that.
And that was that.
It's not, oh, the rent's too expensive or, oh, the job market. No, it just sucks. You just need to you need to figure out how you can get it. No, I'm kidding.
Well, that's cool, though. I mean, in terms of WoW, you were able to, you were able to keep your account and everything through the move and everything, right? I mean, I don't know how far Holland is from England, but...
Oh, no, they still want all your information. I had to send them copies of my new address and my passport and everything. So they could change it to England, to my new address. So, yeah, they're quite strict when it comes to stuff like that.
Very interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
Wow. Well, look out Match.com and Plenty of Fish and all that because Warcraft is here. So you guys, I don't want to get too nosy here, but how did you guys kind of like meet in WoW? Was it just coincidence you guys are in the same guild that was just a social thing?
He was my, I was the druid leader and he was my overall healing leader. That was back in the time that you still had 40-man raids. And you know what they say about men with power. So I basically fell for.
Well, yes, I do. All right.
Wait, what kind of healer was he? A priest?
He was a shadow priest. Don't tell me how he became the healing leader because he didn't do any healing.
So maybe he mind controlled you.
Probably.
Yeah. Good one, Extrovert. Good.
Oh, I know. When I do a good one, I feel so happy.
All right. I've had some requests because we are fortunate that we have listeners all over the world, including some in the European territories. And I do get emails once in a while like, hey, I would love to come join the Horde House server or come join the Horde House Guild on Drenden. But unfortunately, that's an American server. And I'm stuck in Europe. So what are the good Europe servers to play on? Like, is there a guild for your podcast where at least I can say, well, since we don't have an official thing in Europe, Sills is closest you can get to being on a Horde House guild.
I actually did make a podcast guild inspired by you guys. I have to admit that I stole that idea.
Oh, thank you.
And it's more of a leveling experiment, but I have to say that I'm really happy on the new server I am, and that is the Shatar. It is an RP server, but you know, RPers aren't scary people, and depending where you go, but yeah, it's a very tiny guild now, and we're just going to level with each other on certain days. But I actually want to expand it a little bit more once we get some more people in, and probably make it my real home for now because I'm notorious for jumping servers constantly.
And I might have missed it, but Horde or Alliance?
It's Horde.
Okay. So is awesome. Ours. It is Horde House, after all. But you do you play both Horde and Alliance, or do you find that you're drawn more to Horde, usually?
No, I'm bifactional.
Hot. All right, right answer.
Wow, you go both ways.
All right, yeah.
You know, you could, for all the European people out there, you could buy an American account and just sign on.
And you should do that for Extifer, because he asked you to. Exactly.
Exactly. That'd be so awesome if we had, like, people from... you know, from abroad, you know, signing into Horde just to, you know, have an account to sign into the Horde House.
You just want them to sign into Ventrilo and just be like, talk to me. Okay, talk to me some more.
Yeah, please talk dirty to me, too. I don't care what you are, male, female, frog. As long as you have the accent, then I'm spent.
All right.
Oh, you should come listen to our fence surface then, with all the accents.
I know, Christopher. I'm telling you, you should go check out Girls Gone Wow, because you'll be like, wow, so many accents. All right, but it's good. It's great. Let me quickly plug. We kind of already mentioned the guild. We are the best little Horde house on Drenden Horde side, and we'd like you guys to come join us. Official guild nights coming very soon, because I'm going to be honest, with my recent move and everything and the whole new patch and stuff, I have not been playing on Drenden as much as I should be, but I want to establish at least like one night a week where we can all kind of play together, and especially those of you that are still looking for invites. It won't be the same night every week. I want to mix it up a little bit just because everybody's got different schedules. But I will post more information about that soon to our website, hordehouse.com, where you can download the show and visit the forums and find us on Twitter and all that good stuff. Excellent. So again, that's hordehouse.com. All right. Let's move on into how was your week in Azeroth? It's a chance for you guys to talk about your week's in Azeroth and what you've been up to in the World of Warcraft. Extifer, we'll start with you.
Okay, so this week has been a little different, and thanks to the patch, I got some playtime on my main character, which is the Tauren Druid, Resto Balance. I was able to run ZG with my guild, and we got through it. Pretty rough when it comes to pugs, but once we got more and more guildies into our group, we were able to do it with no problem. And I also did the quest chain that leads you to ZG. I haven't done Zolomon yet, but I'm assuming that's going to happen pretty soon. I've heard that Zolomon is roughly unchanged from the raid version of it. So I'll be interested to see that whenever I run it. But as in terms of ZG, it's a lot different. And I was happy to run it. It felt like a new dungeon to me. There's a little bit of archaeology, things. If you don't have archaeology, you can't have pull the new one of the bosses. So that was kind of cool to be able to utilize archaeology in that way.
I didn't realize that. Zolomon has a big buff that you get if you're an archaeologist right in the beginning.
Yeah, so does ZG. Oh, nice. But there's a different thing where you actually, if you do have archaeology, you can do a different... There's another section of the instance where if you have archaeology, then you can actually spawn a new boss.
Oh, wow.
Or a different boss, yeah. So I thought that was really cool, but otherwise I haven't done as much PvP because we've been having bad luck in our bracket, it seems. Every single time we queue for AV, it seems like it never pops, and that's the one that we want to do is AV. This past weekend we tried to do a lot of Arathi Basin, which was possible because it was the Call to Arms battleground of the weekend. But as soon as that stopped, we couldn't get into anything. So I don't know if that's kind of like a side effect of the patch or whatnot, but or maybe it was just our bracket, because we did enter a new bracket recently.
It could be the patch. I think a lot of people are probably focusing on their end game characters right now and gave up their alts. So you probably have a lot of people, well, unless you're Syl, who plays tons of vaults, then probably, it's probably dried up the number of people that are queuing on those mid-level characters. Though, as soon as people get bored of the new instances, it'll probably level out again.
Right. Well, we decided that we would just do questing until we hit 60 and we can go to Outland and then just try our luck again with the next bracket. But almost 60 on that character, and having a good time on my priest still whenever I get to do the mind control in AB. So, but otherwise, that's my week.
Awesome. All right. Syl, what have you been up to in the game?
Been leveling.
What character have you been leveling?
My Tauren Paladin. I have a weakness for Taurens now. Like I said, it was very shallow in the beginning, but now I see why Tauren females are so gorgeous.
Aren't they the best? I love Tauren.
They females. Are.
Yes, and I love their
jokes. I
really
jokes. Do love them.
I laughed so hard I once milked myself or something. I don't some
they're really dirty.
I need
I love
to
it.
Take that joke from my show when we talk about boobs again.
The other thing about playing a Tauren female, since we've got a holiday going on in WoW right now, is I'm pretty sure this happens to Tauren female too, but you're gonna get blasted with those bunny ears everywhere once you get over level 18. Like, I'm a dwarf.
I got paid 500 gold just to stand still in one spot for two minutes.
Wow. Somebody needed their Violet Drake, apparently.
I was quite surprised.
No, as a dwarf female, I get hit with that all the time. I think dwarves are the other hard ones to find. So I get hit with the bunny ears no matter where I go. Makes me feel popular.
You and your British accent.
I just want to fit in tonight. All right.
I know.
So you've been leveling your Tauren Paladin and just you kind of questing? You do any PvP in there at all? Or
Haven't tried any PvP yet. I would love to, but I have to save this Tauren Paladin until level 20. I can't level her any further because of the guild's questing that they want to do. So I've been leveling an undead warlock, and I'm quite impressed with the new quest lines in Silverpine and Brill and everything.
I think those are the best ones of the new stuff.
I still have yet to
do it. I really like it.
Yeah, I think that there's a narrative that you follow through. You know, there's an interesting, you know, story that's kind of a conclusion from the Worgen starting area, which is kind of interesting that they did the switch up from Alliance to Horde when it comes to that story. But there's also some really fun and funny quests, especially at the very end of the introduction to the next zone, which is I'm drawing a blank.
Taren Mill area? What is?
Yeah. Why am I not thinking of what it's
I
called?
I can't think of it. South Shore. What is that zone? I can't even remember. Hillsbrad.
There we go.
Click, click, ding.
Yeah.
Oh, was it the machine quest that you're a quest giver?
Yes. I want to be a quest giver or something like that. Yeah, it's one of the best quests in the whole game. It's great.
Yes, it is.
I really enjoyed that one. And I just like the fact that I saw Garrosh say to Sylvanas that she was a bitch.
Yes, I know. I kind of did that too. That whole little cutscene. Because somebody told me if you have to do one quest in Silverpine, you have to do that one where you get Garrosh to come out and call Sylvanas a bitch. And I was like, oh, no, he didn't.
Exactly.
It's awesome. All right. Well, you've been questing away. Do you have characters at 85, or do you find that you kind of have like ADD when it comes to leveling characters, and you'll get up to like Outlands, and then you're like, fuck this, I'm starting over.
Yeah, I get bored very quickly.
Nothing wrong with that. Honestly, truly, that's part of the reason I haven't touched my Drendan character in a little bit. Is that like she's still in Outlands, and I'm like, I need to get out of here.
I don't know what it is. You just hit certain level caps. I think it's around 30 also that you just go like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. And it's also boring. And then all of a sudden you just go over that hill and it's all fine again.
The instances get longer too at that point. And it's like, okay, that's more of an investment now. And it takes a little more time to finish. And, you know, for those of us that have gaming ADD real bad, like to go from one thing to another, it's tough.
And especially if you have to group up with retards.
Yes.
It's very difficult.
And by that, we mean special people.
Very special people.
Exactly. All right. Well, let me talk about my week in the World of Warcraft. I went back on my warrior, who I've neglected for the longest time. She was level 80. And I was like, okay, I'll try to take her to 81. And she's kind of a tank. Like, she was prop PvP. But what I did, and I mentioned this last week, I crafted her an entire set of level 80 tanking gear so she could be, like, a proper tank. So I took her into a Wrath of the Lich King heroic to sort of warm up. And I got one of the quote-unquote new ones. Oh, my gosh, it's already fading away like a memory. What were those ones? Not the Halls of Reflection, but the two, Forge of Souls is the one I had to tank. And I was like, okay, this is easy. I can do this. This is face rolly. I remember this. This is cool. And then I decided, okay, I'm feeling kind of cocky. Let's go to let's roll in a random Cataclysm, not heroic, random Cataclysm regular and see what happens. And I get Blackrock Caverns. Wow, I'm a real shitty tank. That's something I learned.
You're not a shitty tank. The healer was just a shitty healer.
Yeah, of course. It's always the healer's fault. And I was having that moment, like Syl was having, where it's like, you know, halfway through, I think I just want to quit, like, because I feel like I suck really bad at this, and I don't know if I want to keep going. But I stuck it out. To the group's credit, they were very patient with me, because the minute we zoned in, I typed in party chat. I said, hi, this is my first Cata thing I'm tanking. I'm learning how to tank again. If that's a problem, LOL, sorry. So it's like, drop now, go re-queue, and you could probably just feel everybody rolling their eyes. But actually, to people's credit, everybody was pretty patient with me. And like, I even caused like this just hilarious wipe at some point before I think I pulled like three sets of trash somehow. And the guy was like, well, you did warn us you were new.
You know, last night I did a very late instance, like at 2 a.m. I did Grim Batol. It was heroic. I just decided I wanted to do a pug. I don't know what it got into me, but I just wanted to do one. So I healed this
pug. You had a bug to do a pug.
I did. A bug pug. pug bug. Yeah. So I went in there, and not only one, but I think two people of the group said, this is my first heroic. One of them was the tank.
Awesome.
So I'm like, okay, this is going to be challenging. It did take longer than normal. And actually, the boss fights took a long time, because it wasn't just those two. I'm convinced it was all four of the rest of the people that were new to the instance, because nobody really knew what they were doing. But we got through it. And it was really, like, I was impressed with how patient people were, and how, you know, I tried to be as patient as I could, even though I've done this before, you know, and it worked out very well. I was pretty impressed.
I think
for 2 a.m.
the regular heroics are pretty bearable right now, except one that I got on random last night. Stone Core is still a terror, because I did have to take somebody in there that had never been before, and she was doing fine. You know, she was doing her best, but just, you know, that first boss is a real shit show. Like, and I mean that literally, because I tell people there will be smoke that looks like fart clouds. Stay out of it. And yet it never fails. People die to the little fart clouds every time that boss makes. It's just, that's a hard fight still.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, I don't think the game should just like hand you the points. Like, it does have to be challenging. Yeah. But it was getting to the point where I was banging my head against the computer a little bit. And it's like no one person in particular's fault. It wasn't the new person's fault. It wasn't my fault, the tank's fault. It's just like every time it was something different. Like, one little thing was off, you know?
Shit, I think the game should hand me the points.
Well, then you want to go play a Facebook game. Click me for points. Click me to tell three of your friends that you just earned points.
Speaking of Facebook, I level capped in Zuma Blitz.
No one cur. All right.
I need to check the Zuma out.
You do. It's addicting. It's set up like, wow, because you know how podcast has this wonderful relationship with Blizzard. They have a leveling system like WoW, where you get new abilities based on your level and stuff like that. You unlock new things, and you know the level cap is 80, and it takes a very long time to get there. It took me about 4 or 5 months.
Still, I'm gonna be real with you. Like, as a fellow podcaster, you need to not play Zuma Blitz, because otherwise what's gonna happen to you is what happens to Extifer, where we'll be doing the show and I'll say, Extifer, what do you think about that? And I don't hear anything, but I hear a click, bing, click, bing. Oh, you're playing Zuma during the show.
I have not played it during the show
in today. Like 2 weeks. Yeah, all right.
That's fine, because my co-hosts are playing WoW and it lags everything out, so half of what I say they don't even notice it.
That's pretty bad too. And I'm just like, heads up, like, don't try to do the segment where you like talk to people in trade chat, because you're just gonna, it bombs. Just telling you from experience. All right. Anyhow, where was I? Oh, my week. Stone Core. Yeah, lol. I did get to try one of the new troll instances. I ran into Zolomon, just got it into regular. I guess my guild was having some problems on the first boss. The healer was like just, I think, past that cap as far as gear goes. And, you know, I have no life, so I'm exalted with all the factions, so I have a lot of purples. So they switched me and brought me in. Because this was literally right after the Stone Core thing failed. The other healer was like, hey, since Stone Core didn't work out for you, you want to come replace me? I'm like, okay. So I went in, and we were able to clear, like, the first two bosses, and we made our way up to the third. But that seriously took us at least an hour and a half or 2 hours. I mean, it just, it's not that anything, again, nothing was, like, particularly wrong. It's just kind of learning it. And it wasn't really the boss fights that were a problem. We wiped once on the first boss. We one-shotted the second boss. We took about three attempts on the third boss, and we had to call it, but I would have said, like, probably one or two more attempts we would have had it. It's the freaking trash pulls in there.
That's what I've heard. Because, you know, in ZG, the trash isn't really that bad, but in ZA, I've heard the trash is just horrendous.
It's the little assholes that you have to kill first, or they're going to run through the raid and say, hey, everybody, why don't you all gangbang on the five strangers in here all at once? Wah! You know, they run through because you got to kill them first, but... There's some of those in Stone Core, too. I guess every terrible instance has those guys in them. But they're part of the problem, actually.
Yeah. Oh.
And just, you know.
Gangbangs just sound like being back in Holland.
I want to go to Holland.
I know, right?
You should.
Exeter, you could get tons of people to talk dirty to you there, I'm sure. For a very low price, and, you know, kick back, smoke a J.
It's the one country that prostitutes have their own union, and they're really proud of that.
Well, isn't that just Nevada? I mean, that's kind of, well, that's Nevada, right? America's Holland, kind of? All right. Anyhow.
The Bunny Ranch.
Hey, it even has the Hoover Dam. All right. Moving on. What else did I do this week? Just kind of was otherwise working on my main and, you know, just trying to kind of get more stuff and more money so I can buy more things. We tried to raid the other night, but we didn't have Barrett in hold, but I'm really pushing our group to try and work on progression finally now that we're getting some 350 theories. The good news is from Zolomon, I did get a purple paladin healing bracer thing, so I was happy because that was an upgrade for me. Yay. So, yeah. So just kind of working on that, and hopefully in a couple weeks I'll finally start talking progression. That'll be fun. So
it's really cool.
Out of curiosity, you play a dwarven female, don't you?
I do.
And she wears plate or mail.
She does. Plate.
When she wears plate, do you still have the booby issue that it looks as if she needs a training bra or something? Because I can't get over that.
Her boobs are pretty big, but they're definitely locked in there in that plate. Like, it doesn't seem like they really droop. Maybe she's just got itty bitty titties, but I don't think so. I think that just the way they're smooshed in the plate, I don't notice it really. But
I watched a porn the other day that was called Itty Bitty Tit Bang. And
don't you mean Itty Bitty Gang Bang?
No, Itty Bitty Tit Bang.
Oh, okay. I guess there's two.
It was guys banging itty bitty tits. It was just, it was real. There was like a plot and stuff, and it was pretty. It's actually pretty decent. That's totally ruining it for you guys. Right. But
so OMG spoilers.
Yeah. That's such a shame. I thought, you know, with tit bang, I thought they were going to lactate all over those guys, but.
No, but I haven't noticed that her boobs are really an issue. I mean, granted, I'm always entranced by her hair. Like, the whole reason to play a dwarf female is for the pigtails. Because I don't know if you know this, but as you cast as a dwarf female, especially those long spells like, Divine Light and all that, your pigtails twirl around while you're casting.
What I did, too. I made a dwarven shaman with the long pigtails, and I thought she was so cute when she was casting. And then I saw her run, and I thought, oh, that's not so cute.
Yeah, that's the reason why I watched Itty Bitty Tit Bang was because of the dwarf females. And I liked how they ran.
Yeah. So yeah, to answer your question, I do play a dwarf female, and I'm not usually staring at her tits, but I think they're pretty well contained.
Yeah, I think it's just me being shallow. I just check out all
maybe
the tits.
Maybe everything's just bigger on the European realms. Maybe that's
I think that's it.
Yeah. You know they changed up the graphics, like in China, you don't really have the undead, you have, you know, it's Forsaken and their skin's not all falling off. Maybe in the European realms the tits were bigger. Like, maybe that's something they had to do.
Yeah.
Well, they're huge on females, or at least dwarves females. They're quite huge.
Maybe it was like, you know, we're going to do these incredibly racist profiles of Scottish people. So in order to like kind of compensate that, we're just going to make their boobs gigantic.
Oh, by the way, I can't understand any Scottish person when I have them on the phone for like the bank. I have no clue what they're saying. So I just always scream, I'm foreign. I'm foreign. I don't understand you.
You know, what's so funny is that we, my sister and I, when we went over there on a tour, we went through Scotland. I love Scotland, by the way. It was just beautiful, and Edinburgh and all that stuff. But when we got there, we stopped at this rest stop, and this lady came up to us and was just harping on us to do some credit card deal, and we could not understand her. She was just like, blah, 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 blah. We were like, we don't understand you.
Sure,
we're not
sounded
from-
just like that. Blah, 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 blah. I never knew that's what Scottish people sounded like. Blah, 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 blah.
Isn't that what they sound like? You know, I think everybody on Itty Bitty Tit Bang were Scottish because that's what they all sound like. Well, actually, they all had cocks in their mouths. So it was mostly because of that that they were like, bobble, bobble, bobble. Yeah. So lots of good memories. Good memories.
Good memories. By the way, I don't know if this is a good time to mention, but you know, at the top of the show, I said I'm half Dutch. Guess what the other half is? Scottish. Oh, excuse me, X for Scottish American. Excuse me, X for.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I'm sorry. I don't understand you unless you're American.
Yeah,
all
right. Moving on, let's talk about the news. Xtifer, let's go to you with the news. And gosh, you know, we're talking 4.1, but all of a sudden, 4.1 is just in the past. It's like not even been 2 days, right?
I know. And I know that they must have been feeling some heat from this whole, you know, patch 4.1 taking forever, so they're trying to get the ball rolling on giving us information about patch 4.2. It's still probably going to take a very long time before we get it, but it's nice to get this information. Lots of information actually been rolling out today, which is the bulk of what I'm going to talk about for the news. they introduced information on everything from the Firelands raid to the tier 12 armor sets, to the legendary weapon, to something called the Encounter Journal, which, you know, to me is like Atlas loot built into the game. So they're doing quite a bit for this patch, and it's all going to be geared towards this Firelands daily quest hub and the raid. In terms of the Firelands raid, they said that the raid instance is about the size of 4x Obsidian Sanctum, which basically, according to MMO Champion, is the size of our Alterac Valley, which is pretty big. Mm-hmm. I mean, Alterac Valley is a pretty huge zone. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting. There's going to be 7 bosses, I believe, and they introduced information on all of the bosses. And all of them look really cool. I really love their art direction in WoW, and they look fiery, and there's a like a firebird, there's a fiery looking spider that you'll fight, and they have the new Ragnaros model, which, by the way, I think looks way better in the game than the data mined image that came out, you know, a couple months ago.
Does everything in this new raid have like a fire motif going on?
I think so. Well, it's Firelands.
So can we just say patch 4.2, it's flaming?
That should be the title of our podcast this week.
I'll work on that.
Okay. But yeah, there's brand new models for a lot of these bosses, and which we should expect, you know, at this point. I think that everybody would be kind of miffed if they were recycled models. There's like a fiery cat, and there's a druid that I think that's the fiery cat, actually. The druid shapeshifts into different forms, including that cat model.
Oh yeah, so, that's Staghelm.
Yeah, yeah. And so basically, and then there's a hunter type boss, and he has his pets, you know, fighting you and stuff like that. Anyways, there's a lot of cool things coming out.
They should have like one ice boss randomly, and they're like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing here. Identity crisis.
I think it would melt by the end of, you know, a couple of minutes.
But there's a magical aura that's protecting him, and the goblins have invented a new machine. That's Blizzard's explanation for everything. Oh, the goblins invented a new machine, and for $20 American you can buy, you know, this new thing.
Wizards. Interestingly, there's a quest chain that centers around the new legendary weapon, which is also they have pictures of, which it looks pretty cool. I forget at the moment what the legendary is called, but I can pull that up. It's called Dragon Wrath Taragosa's Rest. I don't know how to spell how to pronounce that name, but anyways, the quest chain takes you to the Nexus. At the beginning, at least, which is kind of interesting because that's Wrath. You know, it's kind of a melding of Wrath and Cataclysm, I guess. Kind of cool. But yeah, there's ice areas in Wrath. So there you go. Otherwise, they have information on the tier 12 armor sets. All tier 12 armor sets will be fire themed.
So you can be flaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Hooray.
So, they said that some of these themes will be based on like the bosses and the new mobs that are in the area. They said that warlocks will be themed after the new fire spiders that are going to be in the game. So that's kind of cool. Something to look forward to. There's going to be a new Baradin hold boss, which, you know, is good news to all of those that want a quick encounter, you know, mixed into the whole deal. And a counter journal is going to be on the PTR when they release the patch on the PTR, which is basically going to be a rundown of the boss encounters and possibly show the loot that drops from the encounters.
Is that only going to be for the new raid, or are they going to go back and put that in like everything?
They said that they will start with entries for the Cataclysm content only, but they plan to add Wrath of the Lich King, Burning Crusade, and vanilla entries too.
Interesting.
So,
because sometimes I'm reading these patch notes and what's coming to the patch, and I'm like, well, there's a lot of stuff coming if you're level 85, but if you're someone like Syl who kind of levels up and then is like, oh, a kitty and goes to play a different character, you don't really get to 85. So what's in the patch for Syl? Extifer? Was that a fair representation, by the way, Syl?
Yes, it is, actually.
Just checking.
I don't see anything really for... I mean, it's really just geared for this raid and the daily quest hub.
Poor Syl. You're just going to have to suck it up and get the coffee brewing and just grind 185.
I mean, if anything, you'll get to... Do you have any 85s? I didn't ask.
No.
Well, no. Once you get to that 85, I mean, it gives you a lot of information on, you know, what's to be expected, because there's going to be content that people that don't raid will be able to get through, which are the basically the daily quest hub area.
Now,
wait
a minute, though, because you don't have an 85, but you knew some of the names of the new raid bosses. So and you play on an RP server. So I'm thinking you're a bit of a lore nerd.
A little bit, yeah.
Ah, so that's at least this new little the guides, because they're supposed to tell backstories on the bosses and everything, right? That'll be kind of cool for the lore nerds.
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing is there. I think some of these NPCs are recycled from Molten Core. Am I not correct on that?
Oh, probably.
I think some of them are. But I was just mostly really excited to see Fandral Staghelm now as Major Domo Staghelm, apparently.
Mm. Wow. That is he now? I don't know really who that is. Is he?
He was like all the Alliance people wanted to kill him, mm-hmm. when because he was You have Tyrande for the Night Elves as the leader, and then you had this douchebag who was basically going, "I have vision, she lacks," constantly when you clicked on him, and we all wanted to kill him because he was such an ass, and he basically betrayed everyone on the Alliance by creating the nightmare in the Emerald Dream and stuff like that.
Oh god, somebody's at my door. I'll be right back.
Who comes to your door? Nobody ever comes to Extrovert's door.
Maybe it's a stripogram.
Maybe it is. It's the 15 pizzas I ordered him. So, Syl, since it's just you and me in the middle of the news, have you found anything in 4.1 that has been exciting for you? Because I'll say there's, you know, a lot of people have been talking about the troll raids, the new troll five mans that were the raids. But there's a lot of stuff people are overlooking that's all there now. Like there's new guild tabards. There's tabards that will allow you to increase rep with your guild. I did play around with the call to arms feature a little bit, which surprised me when we were speculating on the show. I think in the way it sounded in development, it was always going to be like always a tank or a healer or never a DPS, sadly, would be in the call to arms queue. But I'm noticing in reality, usually call to arms is tanks and heals or nothing. Like sometimes nothing's up on call to arms, which I thought was interesting, kind of see how some of this actually played out. So I don't know, have you played with any of the other new features?
Well, I was very excited that the launcher finally didn't give me a heart attack anymore.
Oh, right. They did. They changed the noise so that you wouldn't feel the bass. Boom.
Yes, that, you know, always in my with my morning coffee, not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very happy with that. And I noticed something with the pets. I know this sounds really stupid and very small, but it just, you know, I see those very small things. But I made this little troll character today. I was actually just playing it right before the show. I noticed that when you click on those pets that you get in your mailbox with collector's editions and stuff like that, mm-hmm. normally they would stay in your mail or in your bag, and you could put them in your bank and send them to your alts. But somehow most of them now just disappear immediately out of your bag.
Aww.
So for me, that was actually really nice, because if you have to delete 10 characters constantly and you have to actually type delete, I get quite lazy.
There you go. Oh, Extrovert's back.
I'm back.
Did you tell the little kid you didn't want any newspapers?
No, it's actually very good news. I'm glad I answered the door.
Was it the publisher's clearinghouse? Did you win $10 million?
Yes.
Bye. Nice knowing you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and go now because of all of my money.
Can you talk about your good news on the show, or is it personal?
No. Well, it's related to the MS, which I got the auto-inject syringe thingy for that. So it's all coming together finally. Seriously, this has been drawn out for like 3 weeks now. I'm getting this medication. It's so crazy. And I don't actually have the medication yet. Because I'm waiting on the pharmacy to get it to me.
Then what was at your door, Annette Funicello?
No, it was the auto inject thing. Oh. It's the thing that I'll be using the medication.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty psyched about that. At least I have a little bit of
there
stuff.
You go.
So that's nice.
Okay.
Anyways, back to WoW.
Yes, sorry. Well, Syl and I were having a sidebar conversation about some overlooked things in 4.1, and she was talking about now that pets disappear. At least the bind to account ones that you get, like, you know, like the core hound pup and the collector's edition pets and things like that, they mm-hmm. disappear now once you use them. So there are little things. One thing I noticed in 4.1 that I think a lot of people overlooked, I haven't heard a lot of people talk about, is the new, like, when you target something, you see the X in your mini map. That is awesome for PvP. Just so you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if somebody shouts out who a healer is on a team, and you can do like a slash target macro really quick, and then you can target that person. Usually you have to kind of like look around, like where's the spotlight, but now the X will show you, and that'll be great for hunting rare mobs or mm-hmm. one spawn quest mobs. That'll be great.
My favorite thing of patch 4.1 is the most silly thing that, you know, if you use X-Pearl or anything like that, then you wouldn't even have noticed. But the ability to move my player and my target's player icon things, unit frames. I'm happy about that.
You're right, I use X-Pearl. Never noticed.
Yeah. So most people probably wouldn't notice. But for me, who uses a very simplistic, nice, clean UI with no frills, it's actually really useful.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Rob. Right. I'm just gonna go back to my titty bang.
How about 4.2 titty bang?
Okay. That's pretty much, I think I mentioned everything that I needed to mention about this. I mean, so far all we have are boss information and legendary staff information and, you know, the daily quests. That, oh, they did say that there are going to be new epic level. Excuse me. Let me say this right. There will be a new epic level 85 quest line that revolves around Thrall. So we'll get to see more Thrall lore, which is pretty cool.
I hope they bring back the dude playing the guitar on the laser emitting shark that was in the beta in Thrall's area. Remember that?
Yeah, I thought that they did introduce that.
Yeah, that was only in the beta. Then they took it out because I don't know, somebody left a comment on some forum somewhere, probably on the official Blizzard forum, that the entrance to Deepholm is very epic, but it's not epic enough. And what would make it really epic would be like a dude playing a guitar standing on a shark with a laser on its head or something like that.
Oh,
and they actually put it in the game.
But yeah, they
took it out of beta. But he should come back. That should be what the quest line is all about, is like finding Mega Shark and Giant Octopus or whatever they're calling it.
You know what? I don't think they're going to do that.
Probably not. All right. Yeah. Let's.
Sorry. Excuse me while I drink my copious amounts of cum while you
stop
make
it.
A segue.
Right. Let me get to the topic of the. Well, now you have your fun little device you can play with that. All right. Let's get to the topic.
No. I really do have a bottle filled with it. It's like a Slurpee.
All right. Can I get to the topic of the week, please?
Lots right. of protein.
I thought since we had somebody from Britain, or at least is living in Britain, joining us tonight, and knowing all the rage right now is the royal wedding that's happening in just mere hours from now. And what's his name and what's her name are getting married.
Sorry, this is so good.
They'll be making that sound in about 24 hours when the honeymoon begins. All right. But since weddings are all the rage, I thought we could talk about Warcraft weddings. And this is great because Syl's an RPer too, so I'm sure she's got to have an opinion on this. But the topic of the week is, what do you think of Warcraft weddings? Should Blizzard have a setup in game to officially acknowledge character weddings? You know, I've mentioned on the show before, I used to play Final Fantasy XI, and you actually could arrange like a marriage in that game that one of the game masters would perform, and you get little like bind on character rings with your partner's name engraved on them and all this. They used to do these weddings. So does Warcraft need something like that? And if not official, what do you think of it when people are like having weddings and characters getting married in Warcraft? What is your opinion on Warcraft weddings? So Extifer, I'm going to start with you tonight. And if you guys want to participate in the topic of the week, send us a tweet, twitter.com/hordehouse, or you can email us hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Extifer.
Thank you. I don't have an opinion. I don't care.
Thank you for your contribution to this week's show. I really appreciate
it. I'm sorry, but I just don't. I mean, if they did have the ability to have weddings, that's cool, but I wouldn't participate. So, you know, whatever. Like, I'm thinking that it would be cool for other people that are married in real life, and maybe for those that like to RP just hardcore. So.
All right. Well, Syl, what do you think of Warcraft weddings?
I think they're ridiculous.
This is an astounding answer coming from somebody who RPs and who met their husband on World of Warcraft.
I know, but if he would have suggested, oh, let's get married, and wow, the wedding would have been awful.
So there's no way ever your husband would suggest that you guys should get married in WoW.
No, but he's also not a role player. He was just there because, you know, role players make easy targets. And but no, I just think, you know, okay, so where does it end? So you have weddings and it's acknowledged in WoW. Do you get, you know, your characters can get pregnant so I can run around with a big belly while my child is in there? Or
well, they can have big tits. Why not?
Exactly.
What comes
do I get
next?
Daycare, or do I get a therapist when my spouse is, you know, cheating on me? Or
are you saying
let hunters marry their dogs?
Are you saying an explicit birthing scene in World of Warcraft would ruin it for you?
That would be amazing.
Where, you know, the pussy just explodes and the baby flies out, and then they're all chowing down on placenta. That's offensive.
I think they should just grow, explode out of the womb, just like the chest bursters in Aliens, and just basically already be completely dusted out in level 1 armor.
Let's face it,
I want to go to the WoW abortion clinic. Hey, Doc, I think I need an abortion.
Let's face it, though. If there were actually to do Blizzard babies, which, by the way, how did we get on this topic? If they were to do Blizzard babies, you know, like a stupid stork would fly in and bring it. Like, they're not going to do anything obscene. Like, a little stork would come in.
You could have a daily quest where you'd have a bombing run so that you would bomb the abortion clinic.
Happy Children's Week, everybody. Next week in the game.
It'd be totally a Children's Week thing. I think this is good information. I don't know. I think we're onto something.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that would be amazing. But I've seen too many.
No. All right.
I've seen too many RP weddings, and seriously, most of the time it's the girls who actually are also the female characters. They become real bridezillas. Even in WoW, everything has to be perfect. And I'm the complete ass when I hear that. And I'll just run in into the ceremony and start emoting really rude things and just screaming things just to get a reaction out of people or just to ruin their perfect day.
You know, I've always said that there should be a paraplegic class. And one of your abilities you could cast is called walking.
What? That doesn't even make sense. All right, look. So Syl, you're anti-wedding, you're anti-baby, you're anti-everything, basically.
Yeah, I'm this new rebel. I don't like role players. No, that's not true. No, but I think the funniest thing you can do in a wedding when they're just, you know, about to, do you take him for your lawful husband, blah, 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 that you just run in and say, how dare you? You cheated on me on that night. How can you go and marry that floozy? I think you should just start that. Just in character. Just stay in character and just role play it out.
That'd be so awesome.
Do weddings actually happen on the RP servers? I admit, I think the furthest I've got on an RP server is like 15. Do weddings actually happen on there and all that?
Yes, and it's all interracial for some weird reason.
Do they happen at Hala? Because, you know, Hala has that little lectern and that little, like, area where everybody can sit down. It looks kind of like a area where you could have a wedding.
Well, I was actually going to bring this up in my answer, but they actually have that area in the Twilight Highlands now, because there's that whole quest around the dwarf weddings. Or maybe that's only Alliance.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
No, I've seen them only do it in Darnassus, because apparently, you know, the Night Elf area is so dreamy to have your wedding in.
Oh, I'd go to Hala. I'd be like, Hala! Having my wedding.
You know, I gotta say, one of the first experiences I ever had in an MMO, I was playing an MMO called Ragnarok Online. One of the first things I ever saw in Ragnarok Online was I went to this like kind of like area that I thought was out of the way, and they had like a giant church was kind of the hub area. And I went to this area and there were just all these people there. And sure enough, there was a Ragnarok wedding going on. And I just thought it was like the biggest like vag thing I'd ever seen in a video game. No offense, still, but I was just, and I've been to a Tori Amos concert, and that was like a bigger vag moment, was seeing that in Ragnarok Online. I was like, this is weird. This is very weird what I'm watching right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. I thought it was weird, but at the same time, I kind of like the idea of it, especially for people who can really get into it. So I kind of think it would be cool, especially as a crafter, if you could craft like a wedding ring or something. And I bet there would be a market, especially on RP servers, for things like that. So I think Blizzard, well, I don't think they need to get the GMs involved. I think it would be kind of cool if like you could craft wedding gear and wedding rings and just, you know, play into it a little bit.
It's a perfect way to make cash.
I think if anything I've learned from this segment is the fact that I've learned that I would really, really like that paraplegic class. I mean, their mount would be a wheelchair. Come on now. When you die, you just kind of wobble and tip over.
I hope you get hate mail this week. Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. All right.
It should show my love for the handicapped. I'm sorry. I don't understand why you don't see that.
Can I get to the emails?
Sure.
All right. Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. First email this week from Flacco Jones.
Surprise, prize.
Since you decided not to read Twitter last week, I wanted to get my old tweet across here on email. Ask Extifer to tell the story about when he posted his first Lich King kill on Facebook and his dad's reaction. I know I tweeted this after a discussion on the show about how family members view those of us who play WoW. So Extifer, tell us a little more about this.
Well, I was living at my parents' house at the time, and we downed the Lich King, which was a big feat of an accomplishment for us, for my guild. early on in the 3.3 area of that expansion. Anyways, we just downed the Lich King. I posted it on Facebook because I was pretty psyched, and I'm just kind of playing online, and my dad knocks on my door, and I turn around, and my dad walks in, and he's like, "All, hey, I just read it on Facebook. Congratulations!" And he put his thumbs up, and I'm like, "That's weird. Don't ever do that again." Like, WoW doesn't exist when it comes to my parents. Like, they don't even know what it is. Like, so it was just weird to see that.
Yeah, one of these days, your dad is going to roll a character in World of Warcraft, and everything you've ever said about bombing WoW abortion clinics is going to come back to haunt you.
I know. And he'll be like, "Son, that's a great idea." Right. As it is. I'm like, "Thank you, Dad. I get it from you." See, this is where I get my moments of brilliance.
All right. Next email. Still, I apologize for extra behavior.
No, I love it.
All right, moving on.
See, that's right,
you're all dirty birdies in Holland. All right, moving on. From Sunshine. Hi, Horde House. Sunshine here. I need your input on something. A Worgen rogue was looking for someone with a two-seater mount to fly him to Bandlands. I guess he wanted to go to Buttonwillow. I see what he did there. And since I have the Recruit a Friend rocket ship, I helped him out. The thing is, the only reason I helped him is because he was offering 100 gold in trade chat for it. Needless to say, I got him there quickly, dropped him off, and collected my 100 gold. Am I a terrible person? I really need my Dark Moon card. That was it.
Mm.
I said no.
You're only a terrible person if you do it naked.
But then it's not fun if you do it clothed.
If you're tit-banging somebody... And you're doing that, I would say keep going.
No, why not? Mages charge for portals. I see it all the time. How's what you did any different? Actually, that's a really freaking creative way to do it. Honestly, like I would have never thought to sell flying mount two-seater rides to like anywhere in Azeroth, especially if you're a paladin and have Crusader aura and all that. You get somebody there pretty quick.
You know what would be awesome is like a flying wheelchair mount, two-seater. That would be so, I mean, I'm talking about something that would make this game even more addicting.
All right, let's get to the Twitter topics at twitter.com/hordehouse. We have a lot more Twitter topics than emails this week. I think a lot of people, I had posted a speculative tweet earlier. I put, "Tonight's topic of the week is too good and very topical. Any guesses?" So we got a lot of suggestions, but I'm just going to take them as questions. So let's kind of talk about this stuff. First tweet from FiDelt61 at Horde House. "I'm tired of getting / eye rolls when only after 4 hours of the new heroics being up, I don't know the boss fights. Really? Get a life." Does that irritate you that everybody expects you have all the boss fights memorized 4 hours after the patch?
Yes, that irritates me. But you know what? It didn't actually happen to me, but I understand this person where they're coming from, because it's happened before, I think. And that's really irritating. I mean, not all of us had access to we had access to it, but we didn't take advantage of going on to the PTR. So give us a break.
Yeah, I would. If somebody were to say that to me, I'd just be like, "Sorry, I don't know how to read." And then just see what happens, see if they get it. All right, let's go to the next tweet. Salacious Pop tweets us. Somehow he had advanced knowledge of our guest tonight. Question for Syl. Why do you think all the top world guilds like Paragon are on Europe servers and not U.S.? How is raid culture different on Europe servers? Any thoughts, Syl? I know you don't raid yourself, but any thoughts on that? Why are all the good players in Europe, I guess, in a nutshell?
It's because of the accents.
That's why.
They all just want to sit and vent and listen to each other. I don't know if that's really it.
I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe we're more mental. I have no clue why people really want to aim that high, because I've seen what they do and I could never fit into that. But that's also because I can't take things that serious. And I don't know, maybe it could be a certain mentality that but aren't they mostly in Sweden and Norway?
I believe so, but I know you just wanted to say Americans are lazy. Like, I know that's what was coming next.
Well, that's what we all think when we watch, you know, Jersey Shore,
the truth comes out.
Like that.
The truth comes out. All right. Well, I got to end the show, guys. I got to go nap. All right. Oh shit, Oprah's on. All right, next tweet. Flacco Jones, my guess is that the topic of the week has something to do with personal or financial information being compromised. I was really tempted to do something on that topic, and extrovert, are you aware at all of what's happening with PlayStation Network?
I am, actually.
I know you're not a huge console gamer, but you know, there's been kind of a lot of talk about, wow, this could set digital distribution back a little bit, what happened with PlayStation Network, and could something like that happen with Blizzard? And I bet he thinks that because I posted something about it in the forums. And I got to admit, I was thinking about something like that for the topic of the week. But the royal wedding tie-in was just too good. So I don't know, Extifer, what do you think? Do you think any of this fallout could hit Blizzard with the whole Sony PlayStation thing being hacked?
Well, I mean, they're two separate entities, and they handle each other. They handle their business differently, I think. Sony, I think, in my opinion, has always been kind of this big, arrogant, you know, company that's like purported themselves out to be like God's gift, and that they don't make mistakes. And, you know, I think that they need to take a look at their practices because a lot of people are mad at them right now, and maybe figure out a better way to do their business. Blizzard, I think that they're very big on security. First of all, I mean, we have the authenticators in particular. They've done so much in the way of security that I think that the likeliness of it ever happening to our Battle.net accounts is very slim. So even though they also have a lot of that arrogance too, it's different. I think it's just different. So I don't see it bleeding over to Blizzard, no.
I think the only way that it's going to impact Blizzard is that Free Realms is going to end up having to shut down, and all those players are going to come to WoW. Oh wait, nobody's playing Free Realms. nobody else playing that. Still, I don't know if you're much of a console gamer, but do you have any thoughts on this?
I do have a PlayStation, but my husband still hasn't hooked me up with an Ethernet cable because he's lazy.
Booby dance, Still.
I know, but it doesn't work anymore. I think my boobies are starting to droop now, so it doesn't work.
Do you have Victoria's Secret over there? Is that chain exist over there? Because you need to get those bras that make the boobies like two sizes bigger, and then
we have something like Ann Summers, but they also sell, you know, dildos and vibrators. Whoa. And somehow it always see sailors coming out. I don't know what they're doing in there, but
the problem is that, like, I don't know the culture over there as well as I do here, obviously, but like Victoria's Secret's something you see like at the mall, like the family friendly mall. So I couldn't possibly see a store where it's like, you know, right across from like GameStop and the pretzel barn, there's going to be like dildos and, you know,
would you like a free dildo with your
anal beads? Like, you know, just don't see that being sold.
So I'm going to ring you up for the snacks and the dildo and the animal crackers. Okay. That'll be $2.95.
Suddenly Extifer is working at the Mall of America. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Syl.
I don't know. I can't see it really happening with Blizzard. And if it happens, they will just give us another pet to keep us quiet.
Hopefully that's what Sony does too. Free kittens for every account that was compromised. All right. Moving on.
Oh, I see you have a copy of Itty Bitty Tipping there. Good movie. Good movie. Yeah.
Going to some tweets from Essex. What kind of gown is Prince Anduin going to wear to the royal wedding? Hopefully a gown of blood.
What's the question?
What kind of gown is Prince Anduin going to wear to the royal wedding? You know that little prince in Stormwind you have to escort around. You've never played Alliance, and still never plays to level 85. So this reference is lost on both of you.
He's gonna wear a loincloth.
As long as it's pink, it's fine.
Yeah,
it'll be pink and fluffy. Let's get to his other question then. Considering that the day 4.1 hit, Blizz already had a few videos out for 4.2, do you think they realized 2 5-mans weren't enough? Yes.
I think they did, but I also think that they're trying to prove prove whatever point they had of saying that the patches are going to be quicker, but it's still not fast, so don't believe them when they say it.
Essex, I wouldn't say it's that the 2 5-mans weren't enough. It wasn't enough for the Raiders. I mean, if you're an endgame Raider, it's decked out in purples and some heroics right now. These new 5-mans have nothing for you. Call to arms, not a big deal, because, you know, what's coming in those satchels is like 40 gold, maybe. And once in a while you get some potions you'll probably never use anyway. And maybe, just maybe, you'll get them out. So I think for people already in the endgame rating, there's really not a lot for you in this patch. So I think by releasing all these videos, Blizzard's like, we haven't forgot about you. We swear. We keep your accounts. Don't go play Rift. Just, we're thinking of you. We love you.
I think it's also the juicy carrot just before summer. Oh, please don't go on holiday or go out in the sun. Stay in your room and play our game, because we're going to release 4.2 very quickly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, is Rift popular over where you are?
Yeah, but I do play on the American servers.
Oh,
they let you do that over there.
Yes, you can just switch something in the settings that you can just go from the European to the American servers with one click.
Maybe that's one of those things we should put in a memo to Blizzard on why people keep talking about Rift. Let me get this right. With Rift, you clicked a button to move to a different country set of servers. With WoW, you had to send them a copy of your passport. Right?
Seriously, I would, if that option was in WoW, I would play on the American servers.
And I'd go play on the British ones like so fast, just so I could say tea and crumpets, tea and crumpets, tea and crumpets.
And you get booted from everything you try to do.
Probably. Well, the haters are gonna hate.
They're doing that for your protection.
I know. They're protecting the Europe realms from the lazy, ignorant Americans. That's what's being protected.
Exactly.
I mean, let's face it. Exifer just talked about wanting to bomb abortion clinics, and WoW. This is for your own good, still.
All we knew about Americans is Jersey Shore.
Oh, shit.
And Jerry Springer.
No, 1,000 times no to Jersey Shore. 1,000 times. Well, from what I hear, they have Geordie Shore coming out soon. MTV UK is doing something like that. So guess what? It's going to come right back at you guys. All right.
Oh, they're probably tape it somewhere around here with all the chavs.
Let me get through the Twitter topics. Then we can talk about hilarious cultural differences some more. It'll be like an episode of Perfect Strangers. Linaya on the Twitter says, favorite hero and villain in WoW and why? Ooh, favorite hero and villain in WoW and why? Still, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit because you're the lore nerd. Who's your favorite hero and who's your favorite villain in WoW?
Because I was a druid, I really loved Malfurion, and because he's the only fucker who does have antlers, and I'm really jealous of that. And I hated that, again, with the new tiers, again, no druid set with antlers. I really, really hate that.
Yeah,
I
but
want
you
my
get the Venus flytrap
back.
Shoulders. Those are pretty cool.
No, I want my antlers.
I didn't like those. But yeah, I'm a druid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Alan showed me those when he got those shoulders. I'm like, your shoulders have vaginas. What is that?
I do love the tier 10 shoulder, or tier 11 shoulders. I do love those. But yeah, I agree, though. I really love the Malfurion Stormrage look. So,
even though, you know, he shouldn't be standing on one leg and casting something, because it looks like a stork now with his wings. So it looks a bit silly. But yeah, I really, really love him. And I love Thrall, just because Metzen says he's green and sexy, and that's really true.
What about villain?
Villain? Oh, God. I really like the big... are they demons? Like Kil'jaeden and Sargeras? I think they're great villains. Nice. And I was never one for, like, Arthas. I always thought Arthas was a whiny little bitch.
All right, Extifer, do you have an answer?
Sure. I like I'm gonna botch his name, but Tyrion Forging. Mm-hmm. How do you say his last name?
Fjorging is fine. Bjork.
Fjord. The Howling Fjordring. Yeah, I really like him as a hero. I loved his whole story at the end of Wrath. Almost taking up the Lich King's position. I didn't like the Lich King as a villain, though. my favorite villain is probably Illidan. And the reason why I say this is just pure aesthetic value. I love the way he looks in the cinematic for Burning Crusade. I think it's just the way that they made him look is just awesome and just mean and badass. So yeah, that's my position because I'm not a lore nerd, but those are my two.
My picks would be my favorite hero probably in all of Warcraft would be that I don't even remember her name, but that dwarf bitch on the airship in Deepholm who pushes the guy through the fan. That bitch is hardcore. I love her. She's my sister. I like her. What's her name? Syl, do you even know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But I'm sorry, but don't they all look a little bit the same? All right. Old dwarf features.
Excuse me. All right, moving on. No, I'm unique.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite. I changed my answer.
I'm right, aren't I? My favorite villain, I as much as I hate to say, I gotta say the Lich King, and it's because of the voice. And every time you hear the voice, it's kind of sexy. I don't
know. I'll pass.
All right. Anyway, that's an accent I could listen to forever. All right, a couple other quick tweets here. Going to Piker Uno was live blogging the show again. I wanted to get to his answer to the topic of the week, that thing in patch 4.1 you wanted that would have trolled the hell out of everyone else. Piker Uno said, friend catch up. Been out of the loop too long. Friends at level 85 in full epics with 7K achievement score while you're still. See, that's a little bit of a Facebook game to me, but that's all right. I get what you're doing there. It'd be good for you. Also, I wanted to say this, comments on BlizzCon, because, you know, we talked about BlizzCon a lot last week with the announcement of tickets going on sale. Syl, would you ever spend the money to go to a BlizzCon, just out of curiosity?
If I had the money, I would.
Would you be going to BlizzCon, or would you be going to stay an extra day and go to Disneyland?
Ooh, tough. Well, we have Euro Disney, but I would love to see,
in hell.
Whole...
It's that place is dumpy. All right.
But I would love to see, a big hall filled with sweaty men and geeks and everything. So I think I would go for BlizzCon.
Oh, you and X for both. All right. Let's see. Pikaruno said, your thoughts on BlizzCon are pretty damn cynical and probably spot on. I'm still getting the DirecTV feed, though.
Oh, I'll be doing that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Let's see. Moving on. Flacco Jones answered the topic of the week. Warriors are now the only tanking class in the game. That would be pretty good. And then Sunshine, who made himself a Twitter for his character Bone Grabber, actually sent us a tweet. And if you know Sunshine or listen to the episodes he was on, you know why this is funny. The feature he would like to see, quote, customer loyalty rewards based on transaction history coming in 4.1. There you have it. That does it for the tweets. I should say this from Pod Culture was a cursing from last week's show. Now I have bunnies stuck in my head. Damn it.
Yay.
And that was a little bit of Syl and Extrovert's fault. So there you go. Well, guys, that does it for the tweets this week. So send us your tweets for next week, twitter.com/hordehouse. I'm sure there'll be lots more talk about 4.2 and all that good stuff. But for now, that brings us to the end of the show. Aw,
sad.
Well, Syl, thank you so much for being here. And for real, like, it's almost like 4 a.m. and you've stayed up all night on what is a national holiday where, you know, Prince what's his name is marrying what's her face. And
oh, he's not the cute one anyway, so I don't really give a shit.
Well, I have to have some sympathy because our hairs are thinning in like the same way. So I have to show a little sympathy for him. So it's, you know, like, yeah, he's really good looking. All right.
You know, Kate Middleton, she's really pretty.
Actually, in all seriousness, I really do think she's really pretty. Like, you know, like, dang, he got lucky. All right.
I know.
Anyhow, though, Syl, in all seriousness, thank you for staying up no matter what week it is. We really appreciate it. And best of luck with your podcast. I'm thankful you let us razz you guys a little bit, but it really is a fun show. And check it out. And, yeah. Syl, do you have any final thoughts for listeners tonight?
If a guy asks you if you're a girl, just say, oops, my boobs fell on my keyboard. Give me a moment.
That might make you sound like a guy who dresses up as a girl and the bra fell off. I don't know. Anyhow, my final thought is I'm petting a kitty named Maruko, and Maruko likes it. Don't you, Maruko?
P.S. Maruko is code name for his penis.
Oh, it's actually a kitty. I have in my apartment now. All right. Xtifer, what's your final thought?
My final thought is... that's some good cum shake.
Right. As long as it doesn't have lumpy bits.
Oh,
fine.
God. I just threw up
it
in my mouth.
Lumpy bits from my naughty bits.
That definitely does it for another week of Hoard House. Cheerio, everyone. Cheerio.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.